Human Rights Watch visited many towns, both in the Bangassou area on the Ubangi River and north of Bangui. We found village after village that had been affected by violence committed by Seleka. We found over 1,000 houses destroyed. We found 34 villages that had been affected. And we found at least 40 people who had been killed by the Seleka, and many more people dying in the bush. But these numbers we can't yet verify because we weren't able to actually get out there and see and confirm those deaths. But credible reports from village authorities that people were dying in the bush as well.
A Seleka general is blaming the abuses on other armed groups. Has there been involvement by other armed groups?
We do note that the Seleka in some instances are working with the Imbarara group. These are predominantly Chadian herders who bring their animals across the border into the Central African Republic. However, the vast majority of the abuses that we have researched have been committed by Seleka elements in territory that is controlled by the Seleka.
The support they sometimes received from the Mbarara nomadic herders, do you know what are the motivations of these groups?
It's hard to give one answer for the motivations of the attacks that the Seleka and the Mbarara have carried out together. However, what we have noticed is a pattern of reprisal attacks carried out by these two groups. What that means is you would have an Mbarara or a member of the Seleka having a conflict with a villager over either a cow or another animal. And as a reprisal, the Mbarara and the Seleka together would attack numerous villages in that area, completely indiscriminately, burning villages and shooting at civilians.
Did the violence target some communities in particular?
The violence does not actually target any specific communities. They attack village after village on these routes, completely indiscriminately. However, what we have noticed is that the Muslim communities in the larger towns do to this point remain largely unaffected by the violence. I would not presume to say why that is the case. However, it is quite clear once you get outside of Bangui that the Muslim communities are welcoming the Seleka much more than the non-Muslim or Christian communities are.